What's up? Today's video is titled "The Zionists Are Desperately Trying to Take Down MGTOW.TV." So as you guys might have noticed, in the past couple of days, MGTOW TV was acting very, very slowly. There were times when the website was pretty much unresponsive, on and off. You might have gotten an error message that said something bad has happened, please try again. Or you would have gotten a more crucial message, such as MySQL database is gone, or something to that sort. So as you guys who've been with us for the past 3 years know, our enemies, you can call them globalist, they're Zionist. They've been very, very hard at work trying to take down MGTOW.TV because we are one of the last bastions of freedom of speech. Not to mention, this is where the Manosphere congregates. So it is extremely important for the globalist, aka Zionist, to take down MGTOW.TV. Now, in the past, they tried to take us down with the DDoS attacks. So we ended up getting a service that protected us against DDoS attacks. So what they tried after that is that they tried to upload a lot of content to MGTOW TV, causing the server to run out of space, and therefore the server would fail until we ended up deleting these large files that the Zionists were uploading. So eventually we figured out how to remedy that problem, and now what the Zionists, aka the globalists, are doing to take down MGTOW TV is that they are overwhelming our database. Not to get super techy on you, but just to give you an idea, every time you log on to MGTOW.TV and you see the notification alerts up top, those notifications come from a database. So what happens when you first log on to MGTOW.TV is that our app says to the database, give me all the notifications for so-and-so person. So what happens is that our software queries the database, going through hundreds and thousands of rows to find your notifications so the app can display it to you. What the Zionists are doing now is that it's actually legit traffic, but they are doing it in a crafty way. So what the Zionists are doing now is that, imagine you have dozens or perhaps scores of computers that log on to MGTOW TV at the same time, and these X amount of computers are all saying the same command: database, search through thousands of rows of notifications so you can get me my daily notifications. Now, when you have a few servers doing that, you know, this one does it now, another one does it 4 or 5 seconds later, then a third might do it a minute later, that's fine. But when you have dozens or scores or maybe even hundreds of servers at the same time making the same call to the database, it's going to end up locking the database. So you guys out there who have experienced these prolonged outages where MGTOW was unresponsive for the past couple of days, that was the Zionist systematically using, again, X amount of computers. It could be a dozen, it could be scores, it could be 100. Whatever the case is, they're using a lot of computers to make the same call at the same time to the database, and therefore when you make a complex query that goes through hundreds of thousands of rows to look for a certain amount of rows for a specific user, that's going to end up locking the database. If the database locks up long enough it will just fail. So right now, what we are doing is that I have instructed our sysadmin team to better set up our structure, so problems like that get mitigated, or better yet, not have a negative impact on us in the future. Now, we need to understand, why are the globalists, aka the Zionists, so hell-bent on taking down MGTOW.TV? It's because we are spreading the truth. MGTOW.TV, as of a couple of days ago, is now one of the top 100 websites in the world. Let me say that again. MGTOW.TV is actually top 95,000 websites on the face of the planet, and we are growing rather quick. Every month, we're going up by several hundreds, if not thousands. So, obviously, MGTOW.TV is becoming a big deal, not just in the MGTOW community, but in the manosphere as a whole, and quite honestly, beyond. So, when people come to MGTOW.TV, they learn about the globalist, they learn about the Zionist. And at the same time, MGTOW.TV is not controlled opposition, nor are we useful idiots. Okay? Now, there was MGTOW.com before us. MGTOW.com is now defunct. They've been defunct for a while. We don't know if MGTOW.com was a... we don't know if they were a controlled opposition, or they maybe just were a legit platform, but after the globalists attacked them so many times, they just gave up and said, we're not doing this anymore. Now, over at MGTOW.TV, whenever the globalists attack us, not only, thank God, do we ultimately prevail, but we come back bigger, stronger, smarter, better. You see, MGTOW.TV, our architecture is not set up to scale big times. Right now, we get about 2,000 viewers a day, or about 40,000 visitors a month, okay? Now, for a website like ours, it's actually holding up rather well. What happens if we get tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands? Our architecture is simply not going to hold up. We actually have to change our architecture. So what the Zionists are doing, you know, to them, they are sabotaging our platform. But the reality of the matter, I'm sitting back with our sysadmin and other people who are far better at scaling than I am. And I'm like, what do we do? And they're like, this is what you can do, and this is what you can start doing right now. Now, I'm not going to say what we are doing right now to be able to scale in the future, because obviously that will be giving the Zionists the secrets. But what I want to say is that every time the Zionists think they won, every time they think they sabotaged us, we just come back bigger, stronger, smarter than before. Thank God, of course. Now, one last thing we need to understand here is that the Zionists, aka the globalists, they're coming after the manosphere as a whole. It's not just MGTOW, incel, black pill, red pill. Just about any man who doesn't worship at the Church of Cooch, they're gonna come after them. Better Bachelor did a video the other day about some guy named Alpha Masculinity or Masculine Alpha, and he's on Twitter and he's saying that women shouldn't ride horses or motorcycles because it will break their hymen. That's hogwash for many, many reasons, is that throughout humanity, women rode on horses, not to mention there's operations out there to repair the hymen. So a lot of people here on MGTOW.TV who watched that video from Better Bachelor, right off the bat, they said this is a honeypot, this is controlled opposition. That's what it is. You see, The globalists need two type of people to shine a light on. Either you are controlled opposition or you are a useful idiot. Again, at MGTOW TV, we are neither of the above. This is why MGTOW TV never ever got any publicity. We are the biggest MGTOW platform on the face of the planet. We have been around for well over 3 years, yet nobody in the mainstream media has ever done a article or a news article about us. And that's because if people are aware of MGTOW TV, they come out to MGTOW TV, people are gonna be like, whoa, these guys are the real deal. They're telling us the truth. They are exposing the globalist. And obviously the globalist, they can't have that. Also at the same time, they can't come out and try to take us down out in the open, because that's going to implicate the globalist, and we're going to know for a fact. Imagine a globalist coming out and saying, yeah, we were responsible for 9/11. No Zionist is ever going to admit to 9/11, just like no Zionist is ever going to come out and openly take out MGTOW TV, because that's going to implicate them. Zionist, aka the globalist, they like to operate from the shadows, and usually they have useful idiots that do the dirty work for them. Just like George Soros has Joe Biden doing the dirty work for him, the Zionists can do the same thing with MGTOW TV. Just like they have that retarded girl Greta Thunberg coming out and saying, oh, I don't want you guys traveling or eating meat because you're ruining my future. The reality of the matter is the Zionist, aka the globalist, they just don't want plebs, aka goyim, aka cattle, to eat their food and use up their gas and what have you. So if the Zionists try to send useful idiots our way, because we're not useful idiots, we're gonna end up making the useful idiots look bad. So the Zionists, they can't attack us overtly, because that's gonna expose them. They cannot attack us through a useful idiot, because the useful idiot is actually gonna do more good to us than harm. So the only way for the Zionists to take down MGTOW.TV is to sabotage us. So whenever you, the viewer, you see that MGTOW TV has been down for a while, look, there are times where we work on MGTOW TV and we make mistakes ourselves. So sometimes MGTOW TV will go down just for a couple of minutes, okay? But if MGTOW TV is down for like more than 15, 20 minutes, trust and believe that is a bad actor who is trying to sabotage our system. So this is what we wanted you guys out there on MGTOW TV to understand, is that the Zionists are getting desperate. They're trying new ways to take us down. Thank God we come back bigger, stronger, smarter, better. And also at the same time, we want you to stay vigilant, because I would not suspect our enemies to be above putting child porn or having somebody come on MGTOW TV putting a master plan or some sort of a manifest to go out and murder innocent people. The Zionists are not above that. In fact, that's actually their preferred method, is to put child porn, to do all sorts of false flag operations. So I want you, the dear viewer, to be very vigilant about child pornography or somebody coming out saying, hey, let's go kill people, stuff like that. We do not condone violence in any form or way. In fact, right now, you should be... what you should be doing right now is getting your money right, getting out of the West and having fun with non-Western women. That's what you should be doing at the current time, because right now, while we do have a fight, our fight is not now. In fact, our fight is gonna be much, much later, after the collapse, after the reset. That's gonna be our legit fight. So in this current world order we are in, stay away from anything out there that can put you in harm's way. And if you see anything on MGTOW TV, again, child porn, or someone out there saying, hey, let's go kill people, this is my manifest, I'm gonna record myself shooting up something, immediately go down to the contact us section and let us know. Alright, dear viewer, that's our video for today. Please like, share, comment, and we will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.